47 chest rig is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Start saving now.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come.
9443, and we have a lively chat going in the chat room at Healing with drdaniels.chatangle.com. Okay, well, today's topic is biometrics and the Affordable Health Care Act. This topic came to me, actually a listener emailed an inquiry. So, for those of you out there who have topics you'd like me to cover or talk about or consider, you can send your emails to support@drjenniferdaniels.com. That's support@drjenniferdaniels.com. And this is what she wrote. She said, I am hoping you will consider doing a radio show about health insurance, biometric, and wellness. Screenings and incentives. I have found out that rules about this are in the Affordable Care Act and that these screenings will be becoming more prevalent. And, you know, I read all these emails. I read this email and I said to myself, yawn, yawn, somebody wants me to explain their health plan to them. Well, that's silly. I said, but you know what, let me Google this. Let me just look and see what's really going on here. Oh my God, talk about the nose of the camel under the tent. It turns out that the Affordable Care Act has provided that your employer can command you to undergo biometric screening and direct your after-work activities without paying you and threaten you with taking away money promised to you for hours already worked. This amounts to serfdom. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to just break this down for you really easy, and so you can understand it. And of course, I welcome questions, because this is something you really need to get a grip on and understand. All right, so first you have to understand what's a SERF. And so we go to the free, that means I didn't pay for it, Merriam-Webster Dictionary online. So what does Merriam-Webster say? Merriam-Webster says, a SERF is a member of a servile, feudal class, bound to the land and subject to the will of its owner. Now you can think of the land as your job and the will of your owner, of its owner, as your employer. So you are bound to the land and subject to the will of its owner. Really, there's no limit, just the will. So let's see how this translates. So we know what a SERF is. But what is biometrics? Well, again, we have to go back to Merriam-Webster. So Merriam-Webster says, biometrics is the measurement and analysis of unique physical or behavioral characteristics, such as fingerprint, voice patterns, especially as a means of verifying personal identity. Well, back up. What does verifying personal identity got to do with wellness screenings? This is very interesting how you can link these two together, but they are linked together. We can talk more about that. And so if you go to a more hip and what's happening definition in the searchsecurity.techtarget.com, their definition is much more interesting. In information technology, biometrics refers to technologies that measure and analyze human body characteristics such as DNA, fingerprints, eye retinas, irises, voice patterns, facial patterns, and hand measurements for authentication purposes. So, biometrics then is any thing that can, any biological feature you have that can be measured. And so, the things I've mentioned already, of course, but things like cholesterol, height, weight, blood pressure, these are also biometrics. These are characteristic features of your body that can be measured. So the Affordable Health Care Act is very interesting. The thing that opens this up very nicely is if we take a look at Honeywell. If we, many of you probably heard of Honeywell. Honeywell is a large corporation, and Honeywell has taken it upon itself to obey the law, which is a, you know, certainly an honorable thing to do. But Honeywell, in the course of obeying the law, was sued by the government. And it helps understand what law they were obeying, so we can see kind of what their beef was. And if you read the law very very carefully, you can see that the law provides for the government to really sue anybody. So let's take a look at the law. Okay, so this is the Affordable Health Care Act and wellness programs. And what they want to do is the Affordable Health Care Act creates new incentives and builds on existing wellness program policies to promote employer wellness programs and encourage opportunities to support healthier workplaces. The Department of Health and Human Health Services are releasing guidelines on wellness programs to reflect the change to existing wellness programs made by the Affordable Care Act and to encourage appropriately designed consumer protective wellness programs in group health coverage. In other words, if you're buying health insurance, then this applies to you. If you're a member of, if you're buying health insurance. And of course, if you're following the Affordable Health Care Act and you decide that you're not going to opt for the penalty, that you're going to instead buy insurance, then that pretty much includes you. Okay. So in order to protect consumers from unfair practices, the proposed regulations would require health contingent wellness programs to follow certain rules. Now, health contingent wellness programs, that means that this is a program that's dependent upon certain ostensibly health-related biometrics. Okay. Programs must be reasonably designed. That means they don't have to be precisely designed, just reasonably designed to promote health or prevent disease. So it doesn't need to be, give me a better definition. To be considered reasonably designed to promote health or prevent disease, a program would have to offer a different, reasonable means of qualifying for the reward to any individual who does not meet the standard based on the measurement, test, or screening. So reasonably designed does not mean that it relates to health. It just means that the person needs to have one or two ways of satisfying the requirement to receive an incentive. So let's just stop right there. What is an incentive? An incentive is a reduction in healthcare premium. It's dollars. It's money. And so, in other words, a lot of you have gone to stores and you buy a piece of clothing, let's say a pair of pants. And what they do with the pair of pants is they mark it up. They put it on the floor at $500 for a pair of pants. They leave it on display for 2 days, and then they say, big sale, 80% off. This $500 pair of pants is now only $100. And he's like, oh my God, look at all this money I've saved. Okay, so you got the idea. So what's happening then with health insurance programs is there's a premium. For the sake of discussion, let's say it's $2,000. And what the Affordable Health Care Act provides for is your employer can price this premium at what, $2,000 a month, and say to you, if you allow the employer to measure your biometrics, then you receive as much as 50% off this premium. If one, you allow the testing, and two, your biometrics fall within certain parameters. How are these parameters designed? Well, of course, they're reasonably designed, of course. And this has nothing to do with effectiveness. So your employer has no burden of proof to prove that the biometric standards are effective. Okay. But he has the right to compel you to submit to biometric testing. And to say to someone, the premiums are $2,000, if you don't agree to biometric testing, you pay $2,000. If you do agree to biometric testing, then your premiums can be lowered by as much as $1,000. You know, that could be construed as coercion. You're basically subjecting someone to a $12,000 annual penalty for not submitting to an invasion of their privacy and their person. That's number one. But number two, you're taking from them money that you promised them, that you paid them for work they've already done. So what you've said to them is, you've worked, you've earned a certain amount of money, and we're going to take $2,000 of that money from you. We'll give you back $1,000 if you do what we say. And what we say, we think, is reasonably related to your health. it's reasonable that you might be healthier as a result of doing it, but we want you to do it. And so then what this does is this basically allows the employer to have you work twice for the same amount of money. To make this more clear, this entitles your boss to control your hours outside of work without pay. So your boss can require you to go to, say, a weight loss class or a no-smoking class. And we'll talk more about what your boss can now do with your off-work hours as a result of the Affordable Health Care Act.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Give such delight.
Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we're talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, biometrics, and how this gives your employer control over your after hours, after work time, without giving you additional pay. And this essentially makes you a serf and puts you literally at the pleasure, at the direction of your employer. So the plan has guidelines, and the Federal Register the governments issue these final guidelines via the Federal Register. And this is appears to be dated June 2013. And so this is the final regulations consistent with the Affordable Health Care Act regarding non-discriminatory wellness programs in group health coverage. Specifically, these final regulations increase the maximum permissible reward under a health contingent wellness program offered in connection with a group health plan and related to any health insurance coverage from 20% to 30% of the cost of coverage. Final regulations further increase the maximum permissible reward to 50% for wellness programs designed to prevent or reduce tobacco use. These regulations also include other clarification regarding the reasonable design of health contingent wellness programs and the reasonable alternative they must offer in order to avoid prohibited discrimination. Now, we have to say here, you know, the troublesome term here is reasonable. For example, when someone goes to court and you can't find them guilty beyond any reasonable doubt, it's beyond any shadow of a doubt. In other words, a very high level of certainty is needed. But with this, it just has to be reasonable. You have to just guess that, well, you know, sounds good. And so that's the definition of reasonable. And I think it would help at this point to just kind of clarify what the power that these programs give to the employer, and even more, the power they give to the enforcer, the individual enforcing these standards. So the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act was enacted in 2010. Still hasn't been implemented yet. And group health plan, the term, includes both insured and self-insured group health plans. So if you're a solo or self-employed individual, you can still be affected by this. Although hopefully they'll let you operate as your own employer and make the rules. Wellness exception to HIPAA non-discrimination provisions. In other words, an exception means you can discriminate. So the provisions generally prohibit group health plans and group health insurance issuers from discriminating against individual participants and beneficiaries and eligibility benefits or premiums based on a health factor. An exception to the general rule allows premium discounts or rebates or modifications to otherwise applicable cost sharing in return for adherence to certain programs of health promotion and disease prevention. What they're saying is you can't treat smoking as a pre-existing condition and raise somebody's premiums, but you can discount the premiums to all non-smokers, which has the net effect of still discriminating against smokers, just by the way. I'm using smoking as an example, but it can be people who are overweight, people whose blood pressure is over a certain level, people who are above a certain height, people who are below a certain height, people whose genitals don't measure a certain length. Whatever parameter, measurable parameter, the employer reasonably decides to link to health is the parameter that the person can be rewarded for or penalized for. And so the regulation 2006 divided wellness programs into two general categories, participatory wellness programs and health contingent wellness programs. So participatory wellness programs, the person receives the reward, in this case a discount off of the exorbitant inflated health insurance premiums for participating. And health contingent wellness programs measures outcome. And so participatory wellness programs are considered to comply with the HIPAA non-discrimination requirements without having to satisfy any additional standards if participation in the program is made available to all similarly situated individuals, which means the person qualifies for the discount just by participating in the program, just by allowing his employer to control his time, his attention outside of work without additional pay. And essentially, what is his reward? That money he's already worked for, he's already earned is now going to be handed back to him. So basically, the employer is exerting control over his time outside of work and paying him with what? With money the employer arbitrarily took away from what he had already earned. So it's kind of like asking the person to work twice for the same amount of money. And so a plan may also distinguish between beneficiaries. Now, a beneficiary, based on, for example, their relationship to the plan participant. So in other words, they can now control the behavior of your spouse or dependent child. So in other words, the behavior of your spouse or dependent child or their participation in employer-directed activity can influence the amount of the rebate of money you've already worked and earned. So for a very concrete example of this is, let's say you and your employer have agreed that you're going to work 40 hours a week. Okay, gotcha. And for 40 hours a week, just to keep the math real simple, you're going to earn $400. Okay. The employer says, hey, by the way, Joe, of that $400, $200 is health care premiums that you have to pay, by the way, because health insurance is mandatory. You say, well, okay. And then he says, but, you know, if after work you engage in XYZ activity, I'll give you part of that money back. But at no point do you ever get more than $400. So literally, you can be working 41 hours, 42 hours, 45 hours a week and getting paid still that same pay. So that's what this provides for. And so amendments made to this act okay, so the Affordable Health Care Act is amended, and the amendments don't appear to be material. And proposed regulations implementing this act. On November 26, 2012, the Department published proposed regulations, and now we have final regulations. So let's take a look at this. Examples of health contingent wellness programs in the proposed regulations include a program that imposes a premium surcharge. That means now your premium is going to be extra high, so they're going to take away even more money that you've already earned based on tobacco use, and a program that uses a biometric screening or a health risk assessment to identify employees with specific medical conditions or risk factors, such as high cholesterol, which we know is bogus. And if you take high cholesterol medications to lower your cholesterol, we know, or it's now published that they're telling doctors it's going to increase a woman's chance of breast cancer, for example. But they're going to use high cholesterol, high blood pressure, abnormal body mass index, that means your weight if you're overweight, overweight or underweight, or high glucose level. In other words, you don't even need to be diabetic. You need to have a high blood sugar. And provides reward to employees identified as within normal or healthy range. We're going to talk more about what those rewards are and how this is handled.
Please don't go. No, please don't go.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Give such delight.
Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we're talking about the Affordable Care Act and how it has reduced you to a mere serf for your employer. So, we mentioned is the what the biometrics can be, and even now with the advancement of public knowledge about medical therapies, we know for a fact that treating high cholesterol is actually damaging. We know for a fact that treating high blood pressure does not increase anyone's length of life. And if you look at longevity statistics for 2012, you see that overweight / obese people actually live longer than slender people. So we have these biometrics that are certainly questionable. And so now it's been codified into law that that your employer has the right to measure these biometrics, and as a result of these measurements, can provide reward to employees identified as within a normal or healthy range on these biometric scales. While requiring employees who are identified as outside the normal or healthy range or at risk to take additional steps such as meeting with a health coach, taking a health or fitness course, adhering to a health improvement action plan, or complying with a health care provider's plan of care to obtain the same reward. Now, these activities are not on the clock. They do not occur during work hours, and the person does not get paid additional pay or overtime for complying with them. The only pay he can get or compensation is reduction in a contrived health insurance premium, which simply basically is a shell game of taking away money he's already earned and then making him work to get it back. So the proposed regulations restated that participatory wellness programs are not required to meet the 5 requirements applicable to health contingent wellness programs. In other words, if they just take up your time, then the employer does not need to meet these 5 requirements. These, here they are. Program must give eligible individual an opportunity to qualify for the reward at least once a year. This is devastating, because if they measure you and you're overweight, well, your next measure is next year. And so for the whole year, you're paying this penalty of anywhere from $100 to even $2,000 a month. Whatever 50% of your health insurance premium is the maximum penalty. The reward for health contingent wellness program, together with the reward for other health contingent wellness programs, with respect to the plan, may not be more than 1/3 the total cost of the employee under the plan, or 50% of the total amount if it's a tobacco reduction thing. The reward must be available to all similar individuals. And so a reasonable alternative standard or waiver of the standard must be made available to any individual for whom it is unreasonably difficult due to a medical condition to satisfy the otherwise applicable standard. So in other words, if the person doesn't meet the standard, then it can be waived. And the program must be reasonably designed to promote health or prevent disease. Now, again, the things they've mentioned above, which clearly do not promote health, are considered reasonable. So we can see that this gets pretty, the relationship to health here is very tenuous. For this purpose, it must have a reasonable chance of improving the health of or preventing disease in participating individuals, and not be overly burdensome, not be a subterfuge for discriminating based on health factor, and not be highly suspect in the method chosen to promote health or prevent disease. So highly suspect, it depends again on whose suspicion. The person writing this apparently has a very low suspicion level when it comes to this cholesterol and hypertension thing. So the proposed regulation also stated that to the extent of plan's initial standard for obtaining a reward, a portion of reward, is based on results of a measurement, test, or screening that is related to a health factor, such as biometric examination. The plan is not reasonably designed unless it makes available to all individuals who do not meet the standard based on the measurement another reasonable means of qualifying for the reward. Now, this misses, it's just totally obscures a fact here. So we can see that since this plan is designed so that you have to build in an exception to everybody for it, to meeting it, the real purpose here is simply to collect biometric data on all Americans. Because if you take a look at the Affordable Care Act, it is basically administered indirectly by the government, and you have to sign up and blah, blah, blah. And then if you combine that with HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability Act and Privacy Act, which says that your insurer has open access to all of your medical data without any further consent on your part, this simply amounts to a mass program for gathering biometric, unique, identifying data on every American. Because obviously using the parameters they've outlined, there's no chance of anybody getting healthy as a result of this. The other thing is we have an industry, the healthcare industry, which is in the process of murdering 880,000 Americans every year, and this is not the industry you want to get standards for health or for healing. And so there's a little insincerity here. And even the government itself has admitted that by extending Medicare coverage to people over 65, it has facilitated the murder of 180,000 people every year. And this is only the murder of people who were hospitalized. It doesn't even count the murder of people who died as a result of outpatient interventions. And so the plan must disclose in all plan materials describing the terms of the program, the availability, other means qualifying, the reward, or the possibility of waiver of otherwise applicable standards. So this is shocking that an employer is allowed to do this. So
you know, just to really emphasize this, you and your employer agree on a wage. Then he says you have to do his bidding for an additional several hours a week. Then he says if you don't do his bidding, he'll take back part or all of what he promised you for the first 40 hours. This is exactly what's going on here. And I know for me, I went through the same thing. I had a great job, 15 minutes of work per day for $40,000 a year. It was great. 15 minutes, 5 days a week, $40,000 a year, awesome. However, eventually the employer insisted on employee training sessions. And this would occur like four times a month, lasting 4 hours each time. I said, wait a minute, that increases my work more than fourfold with no increase in pay. So I could see where that's going, and that's pretty much where this Affordable Health Care Act is going. Only most people aren't working 15 minutes a day, and so quadrupling their workload is just really unreasonable. And so this is pretty devastating. I mean, the nanny state is one thing, but the nanny employer is quite another. And add this, the usual influences of family, and you have a pretty outrageous situation. As many of you know, I write these jokes. So I'm going to read you one. This fat kid, 10-year-old, very overweight boy, is sitting at the table with a frown on his face. He says to his mother, "Oh, Mom, can I have carrots?" And his mother says, "No, your biometrics are costing us an extra $500 per month. Your biometric coach says peas. You darn well better eat peas." And this is the kind of micromanaging that this Affordable Care Act is creating. And so it really creates discord in the home, but it distracts people from the real goal, which apparently is to gather this biometric data. So let's see what happened to Honeywell. So Honeywell doing the right thing, obeying the law, and they started a biometric program to improve the health of its employees. And the government said, "Hey, we don't like what you did, and we're going to sue you." So the government is suing Honeywell. And this is Honeywell's defense. And buried in Honeywell's defense, we can see, you know, what's the true hazard here. Okay. This is a short letter, so I'm going to read it to you. Honeywell responds to EEOC's frivolous lawsuit to stop companies' biometric screening for employees. And so Honeywell says, the Chicago EEOC, that means Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, is unfamiliar with the details of our wellness programs and woefully out of step with the healthcare marketplace and with the core intent of the Affordable Care Act. This is silly because the government wrote the act. They know what the intent is. It's to gather information on citizens. So we'll talk more about this when we get back.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, "Don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 365.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
You're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are talking about the Affordable Care Act and biometric wellness. And we're kind of reviewing Honeywell's letter in defense, in its defense, against what it perceives to be a frivolous lawsuit that the government has lodged against it based on its act. So this is what Honeywell says. The incentives in our wellness programs are pro-consumer and have delivered demonstrably better health care outcomes for employees and their families. The incentives we provide are specifically sanctioned by two separate federal statutes, the HIPAA Act and the Affordable Health Care Act. Honeywell's wellness plan incentives are in strict compliance with both guidelines, which were designed by Congress to encourage healthier lifestyles while helping to control healthcare costs. No Honeywell employee has ever been denied healthcare coverage or disciplined in any way as a result of their voluntary decision not to participate in our wellness programs. And it goes on to say, biometric testing provides valuable private information to each employee about potentially life-threatening issues. Honeywell wants its employees to be well-informed about their health status, not only because it promotes their well-being, but also because we don't believe it's fair, listen to this, to the employees who do work to lead healthier lifestyles to subsidize the health care premiums for those who do not. Biometric information will help all employees make healthier decisions. Over 60% of Honeywell Biometrics participants have reduced at least one health risk, and encouraging more participation is the right thing to do. For employees with single coverage,
who voluntarily decide to take a biometric screening, their monthly premiums are $125 lower than the employees who decide not to take biometric screening. Well, I think $125 per month penalty certainly constitutes a form of discipline. So he says these employees have not been in any way disciplined. But you're basically taking $1,500 a year out of the pockets of people who do not want their privacy violated and do not want to subject themselves to the nanny state. So the person doesn't have the freedom to refuse this invasion of privacy, and they don't have the freedom to refuse to participate in this insurance program, because the moral reason for having the right to screen people biometrically for health parameters and penalize them for not meeting health parameters is it is not fair to healthy people who are responsible to have their premiums spent on other unhealthy people who are irresponsible. Well, what do you say a person has the right to simply not participate in a health plan? So, you know what? I'd like to be unhealthy all by myself. I'd like to not be insured. And I'd like to pay for the consequences of my health all by myself and not burden any of my healthy colleagues. That option is not being given. Not being given at all. And so what we have here is the corporation becomes the locum parentis. In other words, it becomes the parent of the employee, and it has the right to compel biometric screening. That means you get jabbed with a needle. That means you get measured, poked, prod, maybe even disrobed in the process. So they can compel this compliance on your part. And then they can demand that you engage in after-work activities as directed by them or their representative for no additional compensation. And this makes you a serf or enslaved and under the unlimited authority of your employer. Now, Honeywell's defense is, we are a good and just master. That is their defense. And the government says, that's no defense. We want you to be the kind of master that we want you to be. We're the ones in charge here. So Honeywell misses the point. They totally missed the point. They don't understand that the problem here is that the employee is the bottom of the heap, is the serf. The corporation, that would be Honeywell, is simply the overseer slash administrator. And the government wants to establish that it is in charge, and that Honeywell may not exercise discretion beyond what the government would like to allow. And so this is an incredible turn of events. You know, there was a time when there's something called a person being an adult in the eyes of the law, where there comes a time when a person is actually in charge of themselves and owns themselves, called the age of majority, where you can sign contracts, where you can agree to do things, you can refuse to do other things. And what's happened now with this Affordable Health Care Act and the biometric screening and the programs and the penalties is that's been basically repealed. An adult, as the age of majority, does not have that authority. And that is the real clincher. And the laxity of these programs is such that their relationship to healthcare, or even health, can be tenuous or just totally non-existent. And that really opens the door for arbitrary and capricious behavior. So if you're going to allow an employer to compel cholesterol testing, for example, even though we now know that cholesterol drugs create an increased risk many of them do, for strokes, for kidney failure, for breast cancer, for diabetes. And so if you're going to allow an employer to enforce this particular health guideline, this is just one of many health guidelines, then what you are doing is compelling an individual to take action to harm themselves in order to get a rebate of money that they've already earned. And money, we could argue, has been unlawfully seized. When I say unlawfully seized, I mean unlawful as in common law, not as in the laws that have been passed. So there has been a law passed saying that the employer can seize these something called health insurance premiums and then rebate them back to the individual in exchange for what amounts to obedience. So I would think this would prompt a lot of questions. I know I'd have some questions. So that is that. So what do you do? I mean, what's a person to do? There is a question. What's a person to do? Well, the first thing is, don't work for Honeywell for sure, but it's a joke. If you want to work for Honeywell, go right ahead. But you should be a 1099 individual. What's that? 1099 is a person who's not an employee. In other words, don't submit through employment. The next option is if your situation is such that you have to be employed, then the next step is to opt for the penalty in the Affordable Care Act, not the premiums. So that's important. It's important to opt out of this any way you can, because it allows your employer to literally cross that line from boss, supervisor, employer to slave master. And that is a whole new situation. And so by purchasing health insurance, essentially you're consenting to being put into this position. And so that's what you need to know, is that you are consenting to becoming a serf under the authority of whoever is the administrator of your insurance plan. And if you're employed, then the insurance administrator, directly or indirectly, is your employer. We'll talk more when we get back from this commercial break.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
With financial